One minor footnote to our annual tradition. While the entries were arriving for our essay contest, listener John Cady in Golden, Colorado, suggested we give credit to the most famous Thanksgiving horror story of all, the Alice's Restaurant Massacre. Perhaps play a few bars of Arlo Guthrie's song. Okay, here's some background. In 1965, Arlo Guthrie spent Thanksgiving with friends in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. He offered to clean up their place and haul away the trash, but the dump was closed for the holiday. He and his pals spied a pile of garbage at the bottom of a cliff, so they dumped their load there, too. The next day, Arlo Guthrie was summoned to the police station and handcuffed.
I said, Obi, we can't pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, kid, shut up. Get in the back of the patrol car, and we sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. Now, friends, I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this was happening. They got 3 stop signs, 2 police officers, and 1 police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was 5 police officers and 3 police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years. And everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was using plaster, tire track, footprints, fingerprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner and the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the church and had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next day. When we had to go to court, we walked in, sat down, Obi came in, sat down, a man came in, said, all rise, we stood up, Obi stood up. The judge walked in, sat down, with the C&I dog, and the dog sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the 27 8x10 colored glossy photographs with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Then looked at the C&I dog. Then looked at the judge. Then looked at the 27 8x10 colored glossy photographs with the circles and the paragraphs and then began to cry. Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. We had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage.
Arlo Guthrie, with one of the most famous stories of a Thanksgiving gone wrong, Alice's Restaurant. The coda, because of his criminal record, Arlo Guthrie avoided the draft in 1966 and was considered unsuitable for service.
You can get anything that you want at Alice's Restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's Restaurant.